This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 7th of November. Victoria topped the Ryobi One Day Cup standings after picking up a bonus point in their win over Western Australia at the MCG. Jade Herrick returned career best figures of 551 to help bowl the visitors out for just 181, while John Hastings took 3 for 37. Aaron Finch and Glenn Maxwell both passed 50 in the Bush Rangers' reply and added an unbroken 111 to the second wicket. Central Districts completed a tougher-than-expected victory over Auckland on the final day of their Plunkett Shield match in Napier. All-rounder Colin Munro and fast bowler Michael Bates both fell just short of career bests in adding 133 for the 8th wicket. Munro made 103, while Bates hit 59 as Auckland were all out for 365 in their second innings. This left the hosts needing 146 to win, but they struggled as Bruce Martin and Mitchell McLenahan each took 3 wickets. Eventually getting home with 4 wickets to spare, opener Ajit Raval top scoring with 48. Neil Broome ended undefeated on 146 as Otago denied Northern Districts to earn a draw at Seddon Park. Broome shared an 8th wicket stand of 149 with off-spinner Mark Craig, who fell just 7 short of his maiden first-class century. Otago had been 4 for 2, 50 for 4 and 122 for 6 at various stages of their innings, but ended on a 353 for 8, thanks to Broome and Craig. Mountaineers took a first innings lead on day 2 of their Logan Cup match against Mashonaland Eagles. Their captain Tino Mawoyo led the way with 130, while former captain Timaison Maruma and young batsman Kevin Kasusa both hit half centuries. Mountaineers ended the day on 355 for 8, with Innocent Chinyoka at the pick of the Eagles' attack with 4 for 52. Brendan Taylor and Jake Micklebury each completed contrasting centuries for Midwest Rhinos in Masvingo. They gave their side a 249-run first innings lead by allowing them to declare on 398 for 9, with Taylor's century coming off 104 balls and opener Micklebury's taking 240. Southern Rocks then lost opener Roy Kaya to the first ball of their second innings and closed on 34 for 2. Warriors suffered their second thrashing in 3 days in South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup, this time at the hands of High Veld Lions in Port Elizabeth. Hardersfield Juren and Aaron Van Giso shared 7 wickets, helped bowl the home side out for just 110. Lions then knocked off the runs for a loss of 4 wickets inside 27 overs. An innings of 92 off 95 balls from Henry Davids helped Titans ease past Cape Cobras at Willowmore Park. Andrew Puttick had hit 106 of 134 balls and 127 for the second wicket with Dane Vilas to help Cobras post 277 for 6.